A woman who said she fled persecution in Russia 15 years ago and made a life for herself in the United States, where she had three children, has taken refuge in a Western Massachusetts church while she fights deportation. Irina Kostrogova said she decided to accept the offer of sanctuary from the Unitarian Society of Northampton and Florence because she feared federal immigration agents would come to her door and take her away. The 36-year-old moved into the basement of the church on Main Street in downtown Northampton last Friday night.
It's just been a rough week, and when I did get in here the first 2 days, I pretty much just slept and rested, and I finally stopped looking at the door and the window in fear.
The wife of a U.S. citizen and the mother of three American-born children, a 10-year-old boy and 4-year-old twin girls, Kostrogova said she has supported her family as a restaurant worker.
My son is old enough to understand. And he's been my rock, same as my husband. They've been supporting me in everything I did, and they think that it's the best decision that I could have made. So I had one more chance to fight my case from somewhere where I'm safe and I don't have to worry about my doors being kicked in or anything of the sort.
Kostrogova spoke with reporters Tuesday. She would not discuss the specifics of her immigration case or what prompted her to leave her native Russia 15 years ago. After coming to the United States, she lived initially in Florida and in 2009 moved to Western Massachusetts.
I came to this country 15 years ago, and I've worked very hard to provide for my family ever since. I feel very much a part of the community where I live and very much an American despite my resident status. I've built a life here with the help of my husband and his family in a country I've come to love and feel is my only true home. I cannot picture it otherwise.
Reading from a prepared statement, Kostrogova thanked the congregation of the Unitarian Society for giving her sanctuary.
This congregation is comprised of the most genuinely kind people that I've ever met.
She is the third undocumented immigrant faced with the threat of imminent deportation to take up residence in a Western Massachusetts church, where arrests are unlikely to occur under current policies of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE. Lucio Perez, who was ordered to go back to Guatemala, instead took up residence at the First Congregational Church in Amherst last October. In late March, Gisela Collazo, a native of Peru, accepted an offer of sanctuary in the South Congregational Church in Springfield. Reverend Janet Bush, the minister at the Unitarian Society, said the congregation is grateful for the support from faith leaders and members of seven other churches and activists from the Pioneer Valley Workers Center.
Our congregation has taken this action in solidarity with Irita and her family and with immigrants across the country who are victims of a broken and cruel immigration system.
Lori Loisel, current president of the congregation at the Unitarian Society, said church members voted by an 89% margin last December to declare the church a physical sanctuary.
We take this momentous step secure in the knowledge that many other congregations have declared themselves to be level 2 sanctuary congregations, which means that though they can't offer physical refuge, they are with us in spirit in all the other ways they can be, including moral support. And they'll come with plates of food and offers of rides, and they'll accompany our guests here within the building.
Northampton Mayor David Narkowitz, who could not attend Tuesday's press conference because of a scheduling conflict, issued a statement of support that pledged his administration would not interfere with the church's action. This is in sharp contrast to Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, who, upon hearing the news that South Congregational was sheltering an undocumented immigrant, ordered city inspectors to visit the church. The two-bedroom apartment inside the church passed the health and safety inspection. Activists planned a protest in downtown Springfield Wednesday morning outside a building where there is an ICE office, called a Jericho Walk after the biblical story of Joshua in Jericho. The participants encircle the building in a silent prayer walk and call for the walls of division to tumble down. They also plan to deliver to the ICE office more than 1,000 letters of support for Perez, the undocumented immigrant living in the Amherst church. Reporting from Northampton, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.